जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तेरा वनचारी तेरा यमुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय प्रभु पादा जय प्रभु पादा जय प्रभु पादा जय प्रभु पादा प्रभु पादा जय गुरुदेव 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 गौरवानंदे हरि हरि वो प्रभुपाद की जय भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत गरी वैष्णव नमाचार्य शिल हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से गहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदी गौर भक्त बिंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय श्री वृंदावन मथुर धाम की जय मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय आलाचौर मंडिति धाम की जय कार्तिक व्रत की जय दामोदराष्टकम की जय समवेत वैष्णविंद की जय निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु वंदे हम श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलम श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो टुडे इज आवर फोर्थ डे डिस्कसिंग अबाउट द स्पेशलिटी ऑफ दिस कार्तिक end of Kartik Vrata festival. So what I want you to do, because today is the last day, last 2 days we did not meditate. So for 5 minutes, I would like you all to fold your hand, and I know there are a lot of devotees already text me, listening online. You can find yourself sitting in front of a deity or picture or photo or some painting, and fold your hand, and you can also meditate, since today is the last day. Today is appearance day of Nimbarkacharya, one of the founder of 4 bona fide sampradaya in this Kali Yuga. If you want to be delivered and get Krishna Prem, you have to be initiated by one of those 4. And then today is also full moon. So some devotee just asked me, just before I entered, is it tomorrow or today? Full moon is the end of Kartik Vrata. So today is the full moon, means today. We don't calculate by 1-2 according to American Gregorian calendar. Gregorian calendar calculates 31st day of this month, but Vedic calendar goes only 30 days a month. There's no such thing called 28 days. This is about this angel one who started with the January. You know, the angel one has a two-face. Give up all the bad things from previous year and embrace the good things. So Kartik Vrata is kind of like this. What you don't want, today you pray, as soon the altar opens, you pray. What you did not want, it came in your life, you do not want. Say, I'm so thankful to you that it passed by, please let it go forever. I do not want non-devotional things, something like that. And what you want, you also pray. So to do this, you please offer a lamp today. Very special. And those who are listening, you can come to temple to offer a lamp. 8:15, we'll have a Gopi Geet. And then 8:45, we'll have the altar open again. And you offer lamp. What you want in life, you pray and offer a lamp. And what you don't want, also you offer a lamp and say, I don't want this. But be very careful. Be very particular. You better know what you are praying, because you are directly approaching to the Supreme Absolute Truth. When it comes true, you may not like it. So if you pray, you better be very cautious. I prayed something in Mayapur sometime back, and they did a special puja. And guess what? it is coming, but it is a horrible experience. It is the best thing, but I was not easily taking it. So it happened many times. Also, another thing today we are going to discuss about the Raslila, that what we are at this point in our life, in spiritual progress, wherever we are, we should be thankful to Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. Because if you really knew what could happen, you would really be sorry. So be thankful to Prabhupada and Krishna, and be thankful to all the Vaishnavas. Without these devotees in Alachua, who is Prabhupada to me? If you really, there is no Prabhupada's follower, who is Prabhupada? So through Prabhupada's follower, I see Prabhupada. Because they do Guru Puja every day, they glorify about him, they talk about him, so Prabhupada eternally live through us. So without delay, we are going to start this now. Deepavali. Yes, Mata.
And so I'm just wondering, you were saying that we should be careful what we pray for, because Krishna will give, and then it may be the wrong thing, or it may not turn out as we like. I'm thinking that's what you're saying. So I'm wondering, would not Krishna, in his infinite wisdom, block things that we don't want, that we shouldn't want,
when you pray, my request is just be aware what you are praying, because when it comes through, you may find you are not eligible. Just like this Mataji prayed, she is still alive in Washington DC, in temple. She did not appreciate her husband as a devotee, children as a devotee. She went to the deity and she was serving the deity. She said, "My Lord, can you take out everything from my life? I just want to be only alone with you. I don't care anybody, anything. I just want to be." It's nice, it's natural for the soul also to come in a, but we should be also aware, those who are surrounding us, they are actually helping us. Krishna, arrange me to be with them so that we can progress. If we do not recognize the Krishna's mercy, those devotees are around us, then we may face such a trouble. So the incident took place that something happened, I won't say you the details, but she was actually found herself alone. She had to divorce and all these things. And then she started blaming the Krishna. So two senior devotees, and they got involved. And I was partly also involved. And then they were counseling her and then found out. She actually prayed few days to the deity to happen. So many examples. There is one devotee right now in LA who told this story, that she was feeling that she is staying with the other two Matajis, and every night this Mataji goes to the bathroom, she washes her hand, but with the wet hand, all the water is in the handle. Some or other, it bothers her so much, because every time she goes there it's like wet. So she felt like to tell her, so she told her. She said, "Excuse me, if you don't mind, just can you wipe your hand with the towel and do it?" But some or other, second day, third day, fourth day, it's still happening. Why is this? She doesn't understand. So she was worried. It's Kartik month. I don't want to think anything bad about devotee, but this devotee is bothering me. So in the morning, she went to wake up the deity. She wakes up the deity. Don't take it personally if somebody does that service. I'm not talking about you, but this is a fact. So this Mataji, she went to wake up the deity, and she does the Achman. No, Umkeshwaya, no, Narayana, no, Madhavaya, no, chanting this mantra. After this, with the wet hand, she's doing this, touching the deity's feet, you know, taking the flute out and cleaning Radharani's feet and others early morning. And then it occurred her, oh my God, I am putting the wet water to their body, how they feel. So then she was all of a sudden struck. Then she pleaded, you know, confessed to the deity, please forgive me, I did not even realize I am putting my wet hand to you and then I'm disturbed by the devotee's wet, you know, water in the. So point was that in this month, we should not have any bad feeling with any devotees, period, if we really want to advance very quick. No bad feeling. So then if something happened, what to do? There's something wrong here, it's not over there. That has to be corrected. It makes sense? And this is practically, I'm saying, this happened. So here, Diwali, Gopashtami. I had this. Okay. Yeah, please keep the door closed so the mosquito won't bother you. I cannot even find it. Oh my God. Okay. Just 1 minute, it's coming. So today is also the wedding ceremony of who? Tulsi Maharani marrying to who? Huh? Salagram Sila. Why we don't celebrate big way? Because in Brahmavivartha Purana, where the pastime is, we accept the Veda. But some Purana and Veda intervened by somebody and made a little. Just like Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur says, Chaitanya Charitamrita is the evident. Chaitanya Bhagavat is also evident. If you want to establish Mahaprabhu's position or something, Chaitanya Charitamrita is an authoritative book. But Chaitanya Mangal Bhakti Ratnakar is a reference book, not authoritative book. Everybody understood my thing? Just very subtle. If you wanted to have a praman, proof, evidence, then you cite Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you say Bhakti Ratnakar said this, this is what we believe. Our Acharya did not emphasize that way. So we accept all the Purana, but we also have to give the authoritative position. What Bhagavatam says is the highest truth. Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi, Srimad Bhagavatam Ishyate. What Bhagavatam says stands above all Purana and Upanishad. And all the Purana Upanishad has to be reconciled with the Bhagavatam. So something like that. The Tulsi Salagram wedding, we accept, because that's the truth. But the whole pastime is narrated has a, some kind of a mix, was not completely pure way to see. So that's why it's not a big way in our ISKCON or Gaudiya Sampradaya emphasize this so much. So today we are going to discuss about this Rasa Leela, where we left yesterday. We are going to start from there. In the beginning, I am going to say something that Srila Prabhupada, 1968, he said in the conversation, So all the girls were married mostly, but Krishna was not married. Some of the girls were not married, but all the girls, they were very fond of Krishna. So from the childhood they were friends. So Krishna used to play his flute, all the girls would come. So this Raslila was performed on this day, means today. The Krishna, in the full moon night, he played the flute and the girls assembled, there was dance. There is similar dance, just like ball dance in your country. I really don't know what ball dance, but I have some idea. I'm sure you know all of it. This is Srila Prabhupada saying, just like ball dance in your country. But the specific significance of this dance was that Krishna bifurcated himself in so many boys, as many girls there were. They began to dance in pair. That is sum and substance of Raslila. So if you go to Vrindavan, if you like to dance with Krishna, this is Srila Prabhupada asking you, if you want to dance with Krishna, the facility is for you. That is the ultimate goal of our life. So our ultimate goal of life, Srila Prabhupada says what? Dance with Krishna in Raslila. Haribol. If you want to love Krishna similarly as the gopis love, you can have the chance. Jai. Another purport, Prabhupada says, when you forget Raslila of this world, everybody knows what the Raslila of this world? Srila Prabhupada says, when you forget the Raslila of this world, Krishna consciousness means to practice Krishna consciousness while we are in this material body. After giving up this body, we enter into the spiritual realm of factually participating with Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness movement. So if you want to enter into the Raslila, if you desire like that, so you love Krishna in that way, as the gopis, then you will have the same perfection. There is no difficulty. It is not at all difficult. Simply you practice, but you have to forget Raslila of this material world. Chuckling.
What is it? Chuckling?
Prabhupada was chuckling.
Chuckling.
Otherwise, their world, you play havoc. That risk is there, yes. Krishna enjoyed with so many girls, so let me also become Krishna and enjoy. Then in Bhagavatam 7, Canto, 1st chapter, 32 verse, in the purport Prabhupada put, if a bona fide listener hears of Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, which seem to be lusty affair, the lusty desire in his heart, which constitute the heart disease of the conditioned soul, will be vanquished. So, how important to hear Raslila? If you want to get rid of lust. This is Prabhupada is saying, 7th Canto, 1st chapter, 32 text. If one hears of the gopis' lusty behavior with Krishna, becomes free from lusty desire. Certainly, the gopis who approach Krishna became free from all such desires. Similarly, Shishupal and others who were very much envious of Krishna, who constantly thought of Krishna, became free from envy. Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda were fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness because of affection. When the mind is somehow or other fully absorbed in Krishna, the material part is very soon vanquished. The spiritual part, attraction to Krishna, becomes manifest. This indirectly confirms that if one thinks of Krishna enviously, simply because of thinking of Krishna, he becomes free from all sinful reactions, thus becomes a pure devotee. Example of this are given in the following verse. Then, in the 2nd Canto, 3rd chapter, 12th text, Srila Prabhupada writes, according to Bhagavad Gita 10.9, the characteristics of pure devotee are wonderful. Complete functional activities of pure devotee are always engaged in the service of the Lord. Thus, the pure devotee exchange feeling of ecstasy between themselves and relish transcendental bliss. This transcendental bliss is experienced even in the stage of devotional practice, sadhana avastha. If properly undertaken under the guidance of bona fide spiritual master, in the mature stage, the devotee develops transcendental feeling, culminates in realization of the particular relationship with the Lord, by which a living entity is originally constituted up to the relationship of conjugal love with the Lord, which is estimated to be highest transcendental bliss. Now, 1968, September 14, Upendra Prabhu asked Prabhupada a question. Those days they used to call Prabhupada Swamiji. Swamiji, if our rasa, means transcendental mellow, with Krishna is eternal, and we want to have that rasa as a lover with Krishna, is it possible to change? If our rasa is like father to son, we can never become like lover. Everybody understood the question? If your relationship with Krishna as a father and son, can you become a lover? Lover and father, son are not same. So Prabhupada answering, no. You have got your eternal relationship with Krishna. That cannot be changed. You are constitutionally in position. In a certain position, either you have got, then he put in pause. But every relationship is spiritual and nice. If you have got the inclination that you want to be Krishna's lover, that means originally you are already in relationship with Krishna in that stage. That will be revealed when you are in perfect devotional stage. There's so many quotes of Prabhupada on the Rasa-lila. Now we are going to jump on the shorter version of Rasa-lila because of the time. The last one, I'll just read it. This is a warning for all of us, because there are 17 articles on Rasa-lila by Prabhupada. So this is just a warning before I start. Srila Prabhupada says, who came to visit him in Mayapur, so went to see... Oh, this is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. Sorry. This is Srila Prabhupada here. Sahajiya cannot relish this Rasa-lila sweetness. These demons were against Krishna, so instead of experiencing his sweetness, they simply experience their own enmity. If we imagine that we are deeply meditating on Krishna's Ashtakaliya Lila, his daily 24-hour pastimes with the gopis, but we have not reached the stage of Bhava Bhakti, we will also not experience his sweetness. Everybody got it? You may hear about Rasa-lila, you may not experience, because experiencing is more important than explanation. So you may hear the explanation, but if you are not experiencing, that means something you have to do on your inside to rise above. Then Srila Prabhupada writes, Krishna and the realization of the sweetness of Krishna is surely our goal, but do not try to jump up to the top of the tree. Begin from the root of the tree, gradually climb up from there, then you can realize your goal. Ado saddha tato sadhu sanga tato bhajana kriya. After this, he is able to follow the principle as stated in the verse beginning skanti abhirtha kala tam. Goal of bhakti to realize and relish his sweetness. The chief reciter of Bhagavatam are very much enthusiastic about the Lord Chitshakti Rasa-lila. The pseudo devotee absorbed in material sense enjoyment falsely jump to the stage of liberated soul, thus fall down deeply into the clutches of external energy. Without delay, I'm going to just start on the explanation of when did the Rasa-lila took place? Yesterday we mentioned there are three types of rasa lila. One rasa lila takes place in Vrindavan, Vansibad, where anybody is eligible from any universe can come to there. And if you want to know more details, you read Krishna book, chapter 28, middle to end. Srila Prabhupada said, when you become eligible, then you leave this world and you enter to a planet where Krishna is performing lila, and you take birth as a coward boy or coward girl. To dance, of course, you have to be coward girl. And you become a friend of Lalita, Visakha, Tungabhadra, Chitra, Lekha, like this. And then eventually you become a Brajavasi. And then eventually Krishna will accept you. From that moment, there is a two way to look at it. Those who has very close association with the Lord through His devotees, proportion to their acceptance, they purify their heart very quickly. So on this day, Krishna was 8 years old, and in the middle of the night, in the forest, He played a flute. It was a full moon. Bhagavan api taratri sarata utfulla mallika. Sarata utfulla mallika, autumn with a cool breeze carrying the fragrance of jasmine flower, carrying the fragrance of every scented flower, and the moon was giving such a cool shade that it making everybody very much overwhelmed, joyful. In the midst of that, Krishna played a flute. How Krishna's flute travels? Krishna's flute, Krishna say only one thing through the flute, but it enters into the ear of each gopi with their particular name. And the flute sound enters through the ear and goes to the heart, steals their heart, comes out through the ear, travels back and drops the heart at Krishna's feet. If you have $1 million check and some thief, you work whole life to get that $1 million, and some thief came and took that $1 million check and running, what are you going to do? Chase after him. When the gopis lost their heart because their heart was stolen by the flute, they started running after this. They did not see who is coming with them. They all felt individually alone. But there is one group, Srila Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, this morning we are reading, that they could not go. Who are they? They are those gopis that they did not completely purify their heart, so they need little more boost of purification. So what did Krishna do? Krishna created a challenge, obstacle. So they want to go, but they saw their husband with the stick at the door. They want to go. Mother-in-law say, where are you going? She's like stuck. The door is locked. How is possible? Because their association with Nitya Siddha, Lalita, Visakha and others did not completely purify their heart. So what they did, they went within themselves and they cried and cried and cried. When they completely cried to a point where they said, I don't care anything. I only want to serve you. Oh Krishna, please, 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 you called me. I want to go. I cannot go. Please allow me. They cried and they cried. Then Rupa Goswami Pad wrote a sloka. Maya kalpita tadrika stri shilanena anusuyavi na jatu brajadevinam pativhi saha sangam. Maya kalpita tadrika stri. when their heart became such a intense, why? The personality of Krishna is like this. When we see a beautiful person, we feel attracted. You multiply billion times, then you will have some idea who Krishna is. Krishna is so beautiful that once you look at, you lose your entire existence and entire connection with anything and everything. This is Krishna. Krishna's quality, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's loveliness, anything he does, it is all attractive. This is what every living entity is looking for. Krishna is such a loving master. Krishna is such a loving friend, such a loving lover, that you cannot compare anything or anybody. That's why, in the beginning, that we pressure ourselves to chant, to participate this practice. Sometimes we wonder within ourselves, I'm chanting for so long, I'm not getting much. Am I superficial? Artificially trying, practicing something? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur very nicely explains that no, because when you chant and you follow good sadhana, then you are going deeper and deeper and deeper. You will come to the bottom of soul, the unit of consciousness where you have pure existence of spiritual atmosphere, pure goodness, where you find that you have an innate nature of longing Krishna's love. You feel to be loved. You want to offer love to Krishna. That time you will see what was superficial in the beginning is not actually superficial. Rather, those who are actually not chanting or following sadhana, they are superficial. This process 100% works. We have to go into deep. So here, it says that when the gopis felt such intense, at that time, Yogamaya created, Maya Kalpita Tadrikasti, Yogamaya created a duplicate gopi. Then the husband saw his wife is still there. But that gopi who cried for Krishna found all of a sudden husband is not there at the door. The children is not there, she was breastfeeding. She was cooking, the oven is not there. She was serving her husband and in-laws. They are not there. There is no prasad, nothing. Just herself alone. She saw the door open. She ran. This is Krishna. So loving. You step little closer to Krishna, he will reciprocate. So all the gopis went. And when they went there, the atmosphere was so charming, saturated with pure feeling to serve the Lord. Krishna's name is Vidagdha Navatarunna. Parihasya, Vidagdha Navatarunna, Parihasya Kritamba. That Krishna is so expert. He is not just going to start, okay, you know, after a long time in this life, you just met me. And Krishna did not tell them, I know who you are. So our Acharya explains, who are they? Some are the gopis, they are the Veda personified. They studied all the scriptures. They realized. They completely merged into it. Then they came to this conclusion. Absorbed in Krishna, in that relation is ultimate goal. So they meditated. Then there is a group of the sages who meditated for 60,000 years. When they saw Lord Ram, they immediately got up. They say, "We want to marry you." So not in this Leela. I cannot. I have one wife, Bau, only Sita. But next time when I'm coming as Krishna, you all can come as a gopi and join. So I like Srila Prabhupada's inspiration and very loving father Prabhupada giving. He said, if you want to separately want to enter into Krishna Leela with relationship, you may have to wait for 4 billion years. But if you accept this Guru Parampara's teaching, you practice this sadhana, you can enter in after one life by the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So Prabhupada was very merciful. Just one life. Tamal Krishna Maharaj says, Prabhupada, one life is very hard. Can't we have like a 3 life? One life is like every day Mangalarti, every day 69, every day all this brata, every day strict and strong. Can't we have a 3 lives so it will be easier? Prabhupada says, no, just give one life. What if we cannot make it? Prabhupada said, even if you fail to make it, Lord Chaitanya will fill up the gap you could not make and take you back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki. Can you hold on to that faith, what Prabhupada says? Yes. Just practice this life. Give this life. You are a grihastha, stay grihastha. You are a sannyasi, stay sannyasi. Whatever you are, stay there. Practice. Every day Krishna consciousness. Even if you could not make it by the end, Srila Prabhupada told to Tamal Krishna Maharaj that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful, he will fill up the gap, whatever you could not make it. So hold on to Prabhupada's word. At the moment of death, you talk to Krishna. Said, hey, I'm not qualified, my Lord. But Prabhupada said, you will come in a Lord Chaitanya form. Can you remember that? Yes? Say loudly. Yes!
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
No, no.
No, Krishna.
Lord Chaitanya. It's different than Krishna.
Krishna says, if Prabhupada knows dear devotee of Krishna, whatever Prabhupada says, Krishna has to fulfill.
Yes.
So in that sense, it's confirmed.
Very good. Hold on to it tightly. Thank you. So then all the gopis, they are in the forest. And Krishna is now looking billions of gopis everywhere. Oh, you all have come in the middle of the night. And they are all mostly married. Very few not married, but mostly are married. Their emotional state is so intense that when they were about to betrothed, they came to one conclusion. That we will never allow anybody touch our body except Nanda Maharaj's son. If Nanda Maharaj's son is not our only object of love, relationship, then we are ready to give up our life. And they were about to give up their life. But then Vrinda Devi, Jogamaya, Purnamasi, they all assure, Jamuna Devi, assure. Do not worry, you all are little girl, they are all little girl at that time, 6-7 years old. Krishna was 8 years old. Do not be a childish. We promise you, you'll never see another man in your life. Only man you will ever come in contact to express your love, to exchange your love, is Nanda Maharaj's son. So they are very happy. With that conviction, they came. But in their previous life, they did 60,000 years meditation. So many things. Okay, good. Now they have come in the middle of the night, and Krishna finally meet them, and then Krishna tells them, did you come to see the Vrindavan forest? You all are married. You know what is the duty of a chaste wife? Do you know the duty of a chaste wife? You are a young boy, you don't know. Duty of a chaste wife? To serve husband. Even if husband is sick or old. So you should go back. Now you have come in the middle of the night to see the forest, now you have seen. And all the gopis were shocked. He called us by the flute. And some gopis, even Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur giving a glimpse, that after thousands and thousands of years waiting for him to unite, and then finally they unite, come to so close, and then he tells them, go back home. Would you tolerate this? Ask yourself. Would anybody tolerate? If you are really lover of Krishna, you will. But most of us, we complain, why Krishna doing this to my life? It's a fact. And those are the blocking in our spiritual progress. So then they were looking towards the, you know, what should I do? What should we do? He is telling us to go back. Then they're looking at the moon. Then Krishna is telling, oh, you must have come to look at the moon. It's a beautiful moon, cooling. Now after you looking at the moon, you can go back. We didn't come here to look at the moon. We have come here to be with you. Then they are stopped looking at the moon. They are looking in the ground and the forest. Yes, yes, you have come to look at the beautiful flower and the grass and the forest trees. They're thinking, we did not come for this. But finally, Krishna says, you must go back and serve your husband. Then the gopis immediately whisper each other, oh, Krishna, you are such a good teacher. You know, nobody taught us what is the duty of a chaste wife. Because you are teaching us such a good lesson, you are our guru. So you telling us to go back home? Yes, we'll go back home. Before we go back home, we must do Guru Puja. When Guru teaches you, what we do in the morning? We do Prabhupada Guru Puja. So all the gopis said, we must do Guru Puja. So Krishna understood, okay, he got defeated. So they had a beautiful rasa dance. In that rasa dance, Krishna is the only personality who can make each gopi feels the most important. And more. Each gopi felt, he really loves me. I am the only one out of all these billions that he wants to be with me. Each gopi felt. And they are dancing, dancing. When that pride came, this is not a material pride. We have to be very careful. We have a material pride, but Prabhupada, Acharya is saying we should learn from it. But the gopis does not have a material pride. We should be very careful, okay? So Krishna saw, oh, few things was missing there. What was the few thing missing? Srimati Radharani felt, hey, I am the only one you love the most. Now you are having fun with everyone. What about me the most? As soon as she felt this way, Krishna felt. Now, many angles to look at it. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, the 16,000 groups, Sanatana Goswami Pad says this, and each group has an idea how to please Krishna. Just like in Alachua, we are discussing about how to love Krishna. So when we go there in spiritual, in a planet where Krishna is playing, we'll have our own group. Then there will be another group. There's a 16,000 group and they all have their idea how to please Krishna. But do you know how Raslila takes place? Everybody has to have the mood of Srimati Radharani. Until you have surrendered to Radharani, you cannot be with Krishna in Ras Lila complete. You follow? Because Radharani knows the highest how to please Krishna. So Krishna is thinking, everybody has their own idea. They want to dance with me. Okay, I did. Now I made them. Now I have to do something. All of a sudden he disappeared. He disappeared such a way. He was here. Where did he go? Billions of girls are like shocked. He disappeared all of a sudden. No trace, no record, nobody saw walking or anything. Krishna gone. Then all the gopis started searching. And they search, they search, they search. They could not find anywhere. They could not find anywhere. After whole night searching, they asked, this, I'm giving like a, such a little snap. In the search, they would ask the duck, they would ask the plant, Tulsi plant, have you seen Krishna? And another gopi said, Tulsi will never tell you. Because she married to Krishna. Why she will tell where he, her husband is? Then you will be with him. She will never say, let's go, next. They will go to a big banyan tree. Have you seen Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? They would ask the bird, beast, mosquito, everybody. They're searching whole night. Then they came to conclusion. He cannot be found. Nayam atma pravachanana labha na medhaya na bahuna srutena jameva esa vrinute tena labhas. Krishna will be, you can be eligible to see Krishna when Krishna decides he wants to be revealing to you. You follow? The gopis came to this conclusion. Nayam atma pravachanana labha na medhaya na bahuna srutena. We cannot get him by any means. We are searching whole night. Then when will he? Only when he decides to reveal himself, he will be manifesting. And the key point to make Krishna reveal was kirtan. The gopi git is the song that the gopi started. Then they stopped searching, they sat down and started singing. When they were singing, this is what we are going to do. 15 minutes, running out, quick. I want to finish, we just started. I'll try to finish very quick. So then, it comes to a point that the gopis are searching. Then they found his footprint. Then they found another person footprint. They did not know who it is. They saw two footprints and they followed. Then they found only one footprint. So, while they were following this, they thought, who is this girl who this Brajendranandan Krishna took alone, rejected all of us for her? She is the one who is the most fortunate who has worshipped the Lord. Anaya aradito nunam. There is no direct mention of the name of Radha in Bhagavatam, but this verse is Anaya aradito nunam. She is the one who actually worshipped God to get him, and he took her when. So obviously there was some jealousy. And there is so many things happen in this route, but I'll give you a few things. That one time Krishna came to a point where Radharani was slowing. And Radharani told Krishna, I cannot walk fast. Can you go a little slow? Can you? I cannot walk. She wanted to pick her up. Actually, she is such a loving leader, goddess of all the gopis, because she felt, what Lalita, Bisakha, all these billions of gopi, Manjari, they will think. I left all of them and I am alone enjoying Krishna. This is not good. Maybe if he slows down, they will catch up. So she purposely did this. But Krishna is seeing this, Krishna has his own view also. Different acharya giving, I'm just giving few, but there are many angles to look at it. That the Krishna, at one point, looks like he was lifting her to pluck a flower, you know, by the toenail going in the dirt, you can figure it out. Because the gopis are thinking, and different groups are thinking, who is this girl, who is this girl? Of course, Radharani's group, they know it is Radharani. But the rest, they haven't met. They didn't see Radharani's supremacy, so they are guessing. So then finally when they came, they found, oh my Lord, he left this girl alone, Radharani alone there. She's crying. So they gave up their enviousness. Not, they don't have enviousness, but their transcendental enviousness. They gave up. Oh, he also rejected her. So they kind of blended in. But her position was established that Krishna loves her most amongst all. After this, Srimati, they came to this conclusion that we should sing a beautiful song of his pastimes, which is Gopi Git. And then they started singing and singing and singing. Then Krishna appeared. When Krishna appeared, they asked Krishna that, we have a few questions. After the Raslila over, then everybody sat down. You know, the yogi is meditating for million years for Krishna to come and sit in his heart. But you know where Krishna sat that night? On this sweat, wet veil of the gopis. They just put it there, Krishna sat there and he was very happy. Why? Because their love. So much love to Krishna, that Krishna reciprocated this. That time, the gopis, even though they are really satisfied now that Krishna did this rash dance, but they were coming to a some intense desire to figure it out where Krishna stands in his reciprocation with us. So I asked that question, but I haven't got the answer. So see if you already have the answer. So the gopis presented Krishna. All the gopis gathered together and Krishna sat down there in the middle, and all the gopis says, we are village girls. We do not know how to have a clear understanding of pure love. We heard from the scriptures that there are three types of lover. And I'm sure you all know the answer, right? There are three types of lover. Now the gopis are very sensitive. They know that they should not accuse Krishna. And we should learn from that. If you really care for somebody and you really want that person to hear you, do not ever accuse. You learn from the gopis. So they never accused. They said, Krishna, you are such an expert. You are such a genius. Can you explain us about these three types of lover? So they say, the first lover is Bonik. That I will love you as much you love me. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. Then there is another kind of lover that they say that they keep on loving the beloved even though beloved does not reciprocate. And there is another kind of lover that they reciprocate, the lover offering love to the beloved, But the beloved goes against it, even hate it, even want to do harmful to the lover. But the lover never gives up loving. Then there is another type of lover, gopis are asking. That they are so complete within themselves, so happy within themselves. If somebody brings you so much loving offerings, they're indifferent. They are not even aware that you are offering love. You ever met anybody? In Bhagavatam there are examples. And then there is another kind of lover who are ungrateful. Now while I'm discussing this, the girls, Matajis, don't start guessing, I know this devotee, I know that one. This is not, we are not talking about them. We are talking about Krishna and the gopis. Now, Lord Krishna, because of the time short, I'm going to make it very quick. So the Krishna, the gopis had an idea that they are going to allow Krishna to explain these three types of lover, and they will check within their heart what types of lover is Krishna. Because they think they already know what types of lover they are. Even I'm speaking, each of you already thinking, yeah, I'm not that category, I'm actually better, I'm that category. No. Now listen what Krishna says. Krishna says, you ask the first type of lover, is the lover loves the beloved how much? As much beloved loves him or her. I scratch your back, you scratch my back. You know, I took care this so much, this family for 20 years. No. Actually, I won't say that, maybe you know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Prabhupada's wife told Prabhupada, this was your duty. You did your duty. I don't want to go details of Prabhupada's life, but very sweet, but very true. This explanation is very practical happened. So then Krishna says, but I'm not that kind of lover. Even if somebody don't love me and pray for something, I give him. Even he does not do anything for me, but I still give. So I'm not that kind of. The gopis were shocked. Oh, okay. The second kind of lover, that the lover offers love to the beloved, and beloved don't care, does not offer back. Example is mother and child. Krishna says, mother loves the child so much, and I saw this also, that a toy, the mother was taking the toy. No, it's the time for bath, no more play toy. And then the baby said, it was not a baby, it was a 4 or 3 years old. He said, hate you, mommy. But mommy didn't stop loving the child. So Krishna says, I'm not that kind of lover, even though that lover is better than the first one. Why? Krishna is not like this. Because Krishna's love, it does not matter how much you reciprocate with him or you pay obeisances or express your love. He will never stop loving you. You cannot do anything for Krishna to say, hey, I'm fed up with you. No more. Nothing. So Krishna's love is in that category, very high. Another example, Krishna says, sometimes disciple, like Kuresh. Kuresh was a disciple of Ramanujacharya. You know what he did? He went against, Radhanath Maharaj gave a whole story about it. He went against and he joined to the opposite party of Shiva Bhakta and told the king that this kingdom should be Shiva kingdom, not Krishna, Vishnu, Shiva, not Vaishnava, only Sakta. So the king purchased it, so let's have a challenge. And then he planned to kill his guru. But anyway, you know the story. At the end, he could not kill because Kuresh was not a Ramanujacharya. He disguised as a Ramanujacharya. So they took the eye out. So in the prayers, I'm trying to squeeze the story, in the prayer that he asked, the Lord Narayan appeared. Yes, Kuresh, I'm so happy with your devout devotion to your guru. What do you want? Please deliver my disciple. Oh, he wanted to kill you. He's in hell right now. Please, please deliver him. Narayan was shocked. How much merciful guru is. So Narayan says, yes, he just entering to Vaikuntha from hell. So Krishna is saying, this kind of lover is better than the other one. But I am above that. Through my devotee, I do super genius job. And then the third category, he says, Atmaram Aptakam. Atmaram means somebody is completely satisfied. So satisfied. Now if you say, I want to give you something. Well, I don't really need it. I mean, even if you give, that person does not reciprocate. You follow? It's like kind of indifferent. And then there is another group, like who, like say, if he is going to eat. I have a couple minutes? Just 2 minutes, okay. Then, if I am completely self, say I ate too much today, and one devotee brings a big plate of prasad. But I already ate too much, like I can't even breathe if I ate too much. So please take this prasad, otherwise I'll feel horrible because I cooked for you. Now what should I do? Anybody has an idea? I don't reciprocate because I'm not hungry. So there are group of people, group of devotees like Jarabara. His father says, his father loves him. Prabhupada explained this, his father loves him. His father says, please wash your hand after you pass stool. You know, those days they didn't have a paper towel or something. Vedic culture means you use your left hand with the water and you wipe out the back part after you pass stool. But what he would do, he would wash his hand first and then pass stool and then leave the dirty in the bag. So his father said, this is not proper. My dear son, come here, come here. You are a Brahmana son. But he knows everything. But he wants to act like this so that nobody has any affection for him. He wants to be completely detached. So what he would do, he would wash his hand. And after passing stool, all the things, stool on his hand and the, he leave it like this, his father. But his brother, who was actually hating him, so they would eat the good food and his brother would leftover or dirty food, 3 days old somewhere left, bring it, give it to him. Jarabharat, here, this is your food. Thank you. So what kind of lover is this? Because they don't need anything. They are indifferent. Krishna says, I'm not indifferent either. If I was indifferent, even though I'm self-satisfied, then why I'm here? Talking to you. I came back. So I'll end with this because of the time. Then the gopi says, where were you then? All this night we are searching for you. Oh, I was just behind the bush. Just checking. What do you girls do? What do we girls do? We are searching whole night and could not find. Is that how you become happy by seeing us suffering, searching for you? Say, no. I was just watching how far you go to express your love. Now I really saw that your love is unparalleled. Even if I have entire Brahma's life to pay the debts of your love, I cannot pay. Gopis felt very good. Wow. He really understood how much we love him. Then he says, I will fail even in entire Brahma's life. But your love went far beyond. You didn't care for your husband, you didn't care for your in-laws, what the society will think. You rejected, gave up everything and you came to one point. that you do not care anything except to please me. That glory of your dedication, devotion itself become the most glorious as a reward for you eternally. So your love itself will become reward for you. I cannot pay. This way, Krishna pacified the gopis and they had a Raslila again. And then the gopis thought, wait a minute. We wanted to actually find what kind of lover, but he is none of these three, he is above them. And not only that, we had an intention to find a fault, which kind of lover he was. But he never saw any fault in us. He won. Therefore, Krishna is the best beloved we can aspire for. Tonight when you sing, throw your heart with that song. See that if you can participate with the gopi and express this love. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. And we're going to sing.
Gopya uchu jaya kete dhika janmana raja shayatan bira
Shara Durga Shara. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Today is the last day. I'm requesting everyone, you offer a lamp that you feel that person need, yourself first, and then anybody you love want to come close to Krishna, you offer that lamp for that person. You don't like one devotee or one person, offer a lamp for that person. You really don't know whether you want or not, offer a lamp.
Yeah.